Let us all say amen.
Amen.
I want to say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
And thank you for your presence here this morning to worship the Lord and to study His Word. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say to those that are visiting with us that may not be members of the Church of Christ, we want you to know that you are honored guests. We want you to know that we want you to be as we are. We want you to be Christians. Before you leave here this morning, and I will share with you from the Bible what one must do in order to become a Christian. Mm-hmm. However, on this morning, we want to look at, as we try to edify ourselves, and I look at the Word of God, so we need encouragement in the times we live. And so I want to preach on this morning, if we get my slide up, from the subject, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen.
That's what Paul shared with Titus when he was in Crete. He let him know that those of us that are Christians, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So what I did was I looked and I found research was conducted of religious Americans. And they were asked their views of major problems facing this nation today. They listed health care concerns as the number one problem facing this country. And so I want to look at that on this morning. If the Lord allows, we may address subsequent messages later to deal with other areas that they identify. But we want to look at health care on this morning. And I want to begin by saying I want us to understand whenever, and I like to use this scripture, whenever I mount the Lord's pulpit, to say that whenever we come together, what we are doing is we are studying the Word of God. That's what we are doing together, studying the Word of God. And Paul said, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. It's my responsibility to rightly divide the Word of truth. The only way anyone becomes approved of God is when we hear and do what the Bible says. Yeah, so you become approved of God. When I hear what the Word of God says, I apply it to my life. That's when God approves me. Just hearing the Word of God and not applying it does not bring the approval of God. Amen?
Right.
And so we want to talk about health care this morning. And when I want to look at it, and I want to share this in a way, and I say this at my job now, teaching at my job. They refer to me as a learning specialist. And I share with those that are students of mine, I want to say to the congregation here, and I may have said it before, but I want you to understand that as a preacher or teacher of the Word of God, it's not as important how much I know, though it's important, but my concern is whether you understand. Because in order to apply the Word of God, you have to understand the Word of God. And so I look at an instructor. I tell my students, I had a class just last week, and I said that, you know, when I teach you this, it's how much you get out of it. If you leave from here understanding what God's Word says, now it's between you and God whether you apply it. Amen? And so we're going to look at health care on this morning. And I'm going to try to slow it down so we can get it. I looked at other areas and said, no, let's just slow down and let's just deal with this morning. Amen? So that's what we want to do. We want to study the Word of God together that you can show yourself approved to God, My job is to rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
Now, when I look at health care is primarily made up of medical services and caring for oneself. Medical services and caring for oneself. This is what they identified. They said health care was the number one concern of those that they did the survey research with among what they call religious Americans. So I want to look at health care. Now, when I say talk about medical services, that includes doctor visits, medications, hospital stays, medical equipment, and other needs that are mainly provided through medical insurance. We need the best medical insurance we can get or can afford. Yeah, that's what we need, you know. And so when I look at healthcare concerns, what are the major problems facing this country today? That was the question that was asked. And they listed number one, healthcare. So I did a little study to see why was healthcare so important and why was it such a great concern, a problem facing this country. So I found out that the number of causes of death in 2020 from the National Center for Health Statistics, heart disease, 696,962 people in 2020. Stroke, 160,264, and diabetes, 102,188. And that year, we almost lost in 2020 as many people as COVID. Have done to us. So I looked at that and I want to look at it. First of all, I want to deal with it from looking at it first at the diagnosis or the problem. What is the problem? Then we want to give a prognosis or the answer from the Word of God.
Amen.
Let us look at the issue, the problem first. With Americans in this country regarding this health. We can see that's a problem. Amen? I'm going to be speaking for some terms. Those, I just put them up there so you can see when I'm saying you want to write those down. Talk about hypertension, high cholesterol. I encourage us as part of that prevention is we'll talk about what they call low-density lipoprotein, or your LDL. And then you talk about, that's your bad cholesterol. Then you got your HDL, which they call your good cholesterol. Also, your triglycerides are important. And then when we talk about diabetes, we're talking about your insulin. Hypertension or high blood pressure. It says that 46% of the people in this country are unaware that they have the condition. High blood pressure affects your heart, your brain, your kidney, and can cause other diseases. High cholesterol are key factors for heart disease and strokes. A study showed that only approximately 1 in 5 adults have their condition under control. What are the causes? What are the causes? Unhealthy diets, now talk about those, and a lack of exercise, along with tobacco and alcohol use are key factors of these conditions. When you talk about a heart attack occurs when the blood flowing to the heart is blocked. doesn't get there.
That
causes a heart attack. When the blood flow to the brain is interrupted, this can cause a stroke. Now, let me try to make this where we can understand this. When I talk about high blood pressure, one of the main causes is your salt intake. Yeah. Now, why does my taking salt cause my blood pressure to go up? Because God designed the body to take care of itself, if he could. And so when I'll use myself as an example, when I take in excess salt, what the body says is, hold on, man. We need to hold up the water. Why? Horace Stroud is taking in too much salt. So we need to hold water so we can flush that salt out. Well, if the water is held up, now that put pressure on your arteries to try to force that water through. And so when I'm taking in a lot of salt, it increases my blood pressure. The doctor calls it hypertension. And so that causes, you know, somebody said, well, watch the salt intake. Yeah. Because the body says, if you got a lot of salt there, I need to hold back water in order that I can flush this salt out. We got that? When we look at high cholesterol is necessary in the body. Our liver produces enough cholesterol for the body. The liver, God made the body to take care of itself. So now, when I take in foods from animal products, meats and other things, that increases my cholesterol level. And so when I got more cholesterol than I need, what happened with that cholesterol, that's why we call it LDL, that cholesterol finds a home. It finds a home on your arteries. So now your arteries start developing plaque along those lines. So now it's harder for the blood to go through because you got plaque on your arteries, the blood. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And so now when that cholesterol is blocking my wall, sometimes those walls will get hardened because of plaque, or they will rupture. And when they rupture, if they rupture going back to the heart, that's a heart attack. If it ruptures with the veins, remember now, arteries go away from the heart, veins go back to the heart. So if it ruptures going to my brain, that's called a stroke. But we have something called HDL. I'm saying this, and I'm encouraging us. We need to, and I'll say this at the end. I'll say it at the end. If you're not getting annual blood tests, you need to. Because the only way you can know if your cholesterol is high, there are no symptoms. There are no symptoms. So unless I get my blood work done and the doctor tell me, say, Mr. Stroud, your cholesterol is high, your LDL is high, and your HDL is low. Only way I know about it. But now, why do they call HDL, or high lipoprotein, good cholesterol? Because what that cholesterol, when you use cholesterol and you have too much, I say, but I have too much, it dumps it down in my intestine. But what the good cholesterol does
It grabs the bad cholesterol, and then it sends it back to the liver. Also, what HDL does, it takes some of that plaque off, that LDL. That makes sense? Yeah. So that's why you have good and bad cholesterol. So when you check your numbers, look at your LDL, and then look at your HDL. Yeah, but you have HDL. If it's high, then it's working. It takes that plaque off of your arteries and blood. Because see, when you have blood vessels like so, and then you got plaque all on there, and the blood can't get through, or if they get hardened because of plaque and they burst, now you got problems. 690,000 people died of heart disease. 100,000 died of their cholesterol. Yeah. Triglycerides works just like LDL. It develops plaque. Yeah. But now your body needs cholesterol. And the reason they call it lipoprotein, because your cholesterol got to move on something. And that something is called protein. Protein, say, cholesterol, what's up, man? Come on, get on. Let's take a ride.
There you go.
And so the protein takes the cholesterol through the body. The body needs cholesterol. But remember, the body produces enough cholesterol for itself. So when I mean a lot of stuff that's high in cholesterol, I got too much. I got too much cholesterol. And it's going to end up on my arteries. It's going to end up possibly hardening my arteries, or it's going to burst. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just trying to share it with us.
I want to say, I said, when your cholesterol is high, again, it forms plaque in your blood vessels that can cause a heart attack or stroke. High cholesterol can be inherited. Yeah, it can come down in the genes. It can be inherited. So understand this, is some of this stuff is in our, it's hereditary. So what does that say to me? And I gave you an example before, you know, you'd be talking, say, Grandma, how did where granddaddy? Granddaddy is not here no more, baby. Where granddaddy at? Well, you know, one day granddaddy came home from work and he sat down in the chair and granddaddy just went to sleep and he didn't wake up no more. Yeah. And when they find out that he didn't, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Mr. I'm trying to encourage all of us. Amen. That we look at, remember, they identified health because I said, I'm going to deal with whatever they say is what it is. And I think we can look at the word of God to answer any issue that we got. Amen? So, again, the liver produces cholesterol. When it comes to insulin, insulin is produced by the body. Yeah, insulin does. Yes. Yeah, but what happens is when I'm getting too many carbs and too many sugars and all that stuff there, the insulin job is to break down all that sugar so that it can go through the body. But if I got too much, insulin can't work like it should. And so I end up, if you say, well, you got type 2 diabetes and you got to start taking insulin shots because you need some help in breaking down. But I want to encourage all of us, there's a part, remember I said, looking at medical services, there's the part that medical insurance take care of, but then I also got to learn to take care of myself better. And again, I've talked about diabetes can come from a combination of genetics, but also lifestyle factors. Being overweight increases your risk of diabetes. It increases your risk, diabetes.
Let's see what the word of God say about this thing here. So Titus, Paul, when he wrote to Titus, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So now, let's take what Paul said, and I'm going to take our health concern, and I'll use myself as an example, and I want to filter that through the Word of God. So that when I come out on the other end, I'll be able to be what God wants me to be. Because Paul said, all you got to do, Brother Stroud, Hart Stroud, is live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. As it relates to my health condition, my health concern, I may have hypertension. I may have diabetes. I may have cholesterol problems. However, Paul said, the answer is to live soberly, righteously in God. What does that mean? I'm glad you asked that question. Soberly means, now watch how we got to filter this through here. Because now I got blood pressure problem, I got diabetes, and I got cholesterol issues. I got them all. I'm using Bus Drive as an example. I got these of mine. I got all this stuff. But I'm going to use the Word of God. Because the word soberly, it is used of self-restraint or self-control over all feelings and desires that will enable the Christian to conform or to obey the will of God.
All
right. So remember, we talked about a lot of this is unhealthy eating. So I have to exercise self-restraint and self-control. That's my job. Even though I want that piece of cake that Sister Stroud done cooked, and oh boy, is it good. Yeah. But I understand that my glucose level will go off the roof. Yeah, because I don't know how to stop. Yeah, you know how we get the cake, you don't stop till there ain't nothing there. Yeah, yeah. But what soberly says is I have to learn how to do things in moderation. Yeah, that's my job. I have to learn how to exercise self-control, self-restraint over my desires. Righteously is to conform to that which is right. So when the doctor tell me that I shouldn't be doing this and that, if that's right, that's righteously doing what is
right.
That's it. So now, first of all, I have to learn how to control my desires. Because remember now, a lot of this is our diet. And I'll talk more specific about that when we get to how do we prevent this stuff. Yeah. So I first have to learn how to control myself. That's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Stroud put a piece of pie up there, I just say no.
There you go.
Until she go to the room.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I wait till she go to the room. She come back, she'll find out in the morning. Yeah. I think she went to East Texas, her and my daughter, Morty went to East Texas. And so she did me what I enjoyed. And I'm this Brother Stroud talking. I said, Sister Stroud, you going to town? I said, yeah, I'm going to town. I said, babe, just do my favorite. I said, what's that? I said, if you'll do sweet potato casserole and squash casserole, and I want the honey on the ham. Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody looking at me like, yes, sir. I said, honey on the ham. And then I said, babe, just do my favorite. Give me a chocolate cake with chocolate icing. She said, how many layers? A many of it a whole. And then put pecans on top. Because every time I slice it, I want to make sure I'm getting some. Yeah. And so when she came back from East Texas, I told her, I said, Sister Stroud, she said, what, babe? I said, I think we need to check our security system. Because I think somebody, she said, babe, what a cake? I said, I think somebody came in here while I was at work. And I don't know what happened to it. But they stole the cake. She said, Barry, no God. I said, Barry, I'm telling you. I know the cake was here. You left it here. She said, Barry, you done ate all that cake. I said, Barry, somebody, let's go check the security. See if somebody, you know, I was home alone. You know, in the home alone picture, people be breaking in. So I tell her, I said, look here. I'm enjoying myself. And I did it. I did it. Yes, I did. And so I had to fess up. I said, babe, maybe nobody broke in. Maybe they didn't. But I'm telling you, I started off pacing myself. I started off the first day, I said, I'm going to just get one slice. And then I looked behind, nobody watching, so I went and got two slices. That was the next day. And then after that, it's just said, Katie bar the door, because I'm finna tear this thing up. And so I did that. I'm trying to help us to show that. But we also have to understand, and I'm trying to help us all. Every now and then, we're going to get off the wagon. That's it. It's going to happen. But you got to get back on. You can't just stay there. Yeah. I know I did. She said, babe, I left some sweet potatoes, Casper. I left some. Say, where the cake? Somebody broke in the house, and that's all I'm gonna say. I'm taking the fifth. Yeah. So I have to develop self-control. That makes sense?
That's right.
Now, I also gotta do what is right. That's righteously. So when medical experts share with me, I need to watch this and watch that. Right is what's right. It ain't no almost right. It's right. And then thirdly, godly means it is to show honor and respect to God. How do we respect God? By respecting his word. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my. Yeah. Let's get this. All right. In Genesis chapter 9 and verse 3, I want to help us out a little bit. Y'all need help right by right now. Y'all need help. Moses wrote in Genesis 9:3, God said this. Every moving thing, that's cows, that's pigs and pork chops, it moves. Yeah. Fish. If it moves, that liveth shall be your meat for, that's what God said. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. So God said you can eat meat. Nothing wrong with eating meat. He'll show you that in the Bible. He said, the Bible said you can. Yeah. But the last time I looked, one came before nine. Am I right? So Genesis chapter 1 came before chapter number 9. Because in chapter number 1, Jesus, or God said, He said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, Harvest Shroud. It shall be for. So when God made man And men didn't have to worry about no high cholesterol, not these men. They ain't have to worry about no blood pressure problems. They ain't have to worry about none of that.
Why is that the case, Brother Stroud? Why is that the case?
You know, and this, you don't need no Bible to know this part. Ever since you've been growing up, your parents been telling you eat some fruits and... All right. Why is that important? When God made man, before man started eating meats, killing things and eating it, God said, just eat something agriculturally out of the ground. Because involved in stuff from the ground is something called fiber. Yeah, fiber, fiber, fiber. What fiber does, it helps all of that stuff I got issues with. Because what fiber does, fiber will take that cholesterol that I got, all that extra cholesterol I got, that the body dumped down in here, and fiber will take it and it will do two things with it. One thing fiber does, it takes plaque off of your arteries. But also what fiber does, you know, sometimes when you eat a stuff that has a lot of fiber in it, the next thing you know, you go into the... Yeah. Because that's how you get rid of that cholesterol and that waste. Yeah. God, all we got to do is listen to God. God has the answer. So I got to get some fruits and some vegetables, along with everything else I'm eating. Yeah, fruits and vegetables. And along with that, Paul said, and I'm gonna bring this to a close. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profiting all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which comes. We have to exercise. What do you mean by exercise, Brother Josh? Exercise means physical activity designed to develop strength and coordination. All of us, no matter how old, even our seniors, Sam's, we need to get out and do what you can do.
That's right.
Yeah. Do whatever. If all you can do is just walk to the kitchen and back, if you do what you can do. And that's why I encourage our younger parents, make sure you get your children involved in activities and athletics and stuff. Why? So they can learn how to exercise. Yeah. Yeah. That's good for us.
Now, also another benefit of fiber, fiber traps cholesterol and prevents it from going back into the body.
That's why we need to have fiber in our diet. Fiber. You know, get you some fruit and eat you some vegetables. Yeah.
So how do we live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present world?
Well, I want to start and move to a close.
For some of us, medication may be required to assist in reducing the risk of heart disease and stroke. Some of you got to take medication. You may have to take for your diabetes also. You may have to take, get insulin shots. You have to regulate you. But also, there's a preventive side. Remember I talked about medical service and then caring for oneself. Prevention includes reducing my salt intake. Yeah. Yeah. When you know stuff that's and then things that are high in saturated or trans fat, we have to start reading what you're putting in your mouth. Start reading. So how do we help ourselves? I'm gonna harsh drought. I'm going to cut down on my salt intake. I'm also going to be more mindful of things that have saturated and trans fat. Also, I'm going to watch my carbohydrate, because when you take in a lot of carbohydrates, carbohydrate fits in the sugar family. If you don't burn it off, it turns into fat.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, along with eating more fruits and vegetables, I want to try to maintain a healthy weight. Yeah. So what are you saying, Rashad? I'm saying wherever you are, I can start today, wherever I am, and I can start doing better. As you learn better, you
do better.
That's it. That's it. Do better. So now I'm going to start incorporating more vegetables. I'm going to start taking me a fruit. I'm taking me a banana. Banana got that potassium. My body needs potassium. Body needs potassium.
Yeah.
Body needs. I'm going to start eating me an apple. Take me an orange. More of that. Why? Because when I have a stroke or heart attack, it can debilitate you to the point that you are not the person you want to be. I mean, it becomes a struggle. And I'm saying, for all of us, I want our quality of life to be as good as it can be.
That's right.
What's quality of life, Brother Stroud? That's when you're happy, when you're comfortable, and you're healthy. Yeah. If we know we have blood pressure issues, get you a blood pressure cuff. Start taking your blood pressure. I don't have to wait till I go to the doctor for him to, you know. Yeah, I can do it before I go to the doctor. I can know my results before I go. I ain't got to ask him and, you know, pray for me, I'm going. No, I'm going to do all I can do to take care of Horace Stroud. Yeah. And they say life is in the blood. Get your blood work. I want to share with us. You don't know if your cholesterol is high until you get your blood taken. I want to encourage all of us. If you haven't done it, find somebody that I can go. I can get those things checked so that I can live healthier and more productive life. Yeah. The answer is still in the Word of God. God gave it. God gave the Word. Paul told you exercise and then eat healthier. Yeah. When can I start, Brother Stroud? Today? When I start? Now? So when we go out to eat, I'm going to start being mindful. Because we saw the statistics. That was in 2020. Yeah. I want us to be as healthy as we can be. Amen? Not only spiritually. They said health care, I'm just going to take it and deal with it the way they gave it. So I said, let me go into the Word of God and see what the Word of God says in there so we can address our heart situations, my cholesterol, my diabetes. I can address them through. Now, I may need medication, but what I can do is by taking better care of myself, the doctor can start weaning me off of that medication. Because sometimes we're not careful. Because we take medication, we just think we can do whatever we want to do. You're not helping yourself. The medication is there to assist you, but I also have responsibility. That's soberly. I'm going to take some responsibility upon myself. Amen? So we can live, Paul said it, we can live. When it comes to health care, and I'll deal with other subjects, I'm going to deal with them as they gave them. The number one thing they said was health care. When I looked at the statistics, I see why. Over 800, almost 900,000 people
in 2020. Almost 1 million people died because of those three things. And some of us may be taking, I may be taking blood pressure medication, I may be taking medication for my cholesterol, I may be taking medication for diabetes. Yeah, that's where I am now. But what I want to do, what my encouragement is, that we start taking more concern for ourselves, start doing better. Yeah, yeah. I may need to say this because y'all say, Buster, are you there okay? But I don't want to say, I need to say this here, that after I did all I did, yeah, see, Brother Stroud went out there and it was 100. I went and got some.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to exercise. You know, I'm going to work it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm saying to you what I'm doing for myself. So when I go and do bad, you got to go do what you got to go do. Yeah. Baby, you know it's, that don't count because the temperature ain't going to change. It's going to be that hot tomorrow. So if you wait and exercise till the weather get better, look here, you're going to be up in that house all day long. Yeah. They say we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. We're going to hope for that. We're going to see. Yeah. So I'm saying, Brother Stroud, yeah. No, I'm just saying. But when I want to enjoy myself, I'm enjoying myself. But now I don't do that. I think one brother looked at me like, Brother Stroud, yes, I do. Yeah. I ain't grow up eating no vegetables and fruit. I grew up getting down like everybody else. Yeah, but as I learned better, I had to do better. I had to stop enjoying myself. And I enjoy myself every now and then. Sister Stroud, she did what she did. I may see that once every 6 months. Yeah. Yeah, but when that 6 month come on. I'm gonna hurt somebody. Yeah, when that 6 month come. Yeah, when she go out of town again, yeah, take another trip. Yeah, yeah. Babe, can you add an extra layer into that cake? It went too fast. Somebody broke in the house and did something to me. Yeah, no. Yeah. Good message?
Great message.
Yeah. It's all about, like I said, I say this congregation, I want to say to you all, I love this congregation.
Amen.
I'm trying to grow in the Word of God so I can share God's Word in its simplicity so you can get it. I'm not trying to talk above nobody. I'm trying to talk to people. And I'm trying to put on a level where we can understand it. So now I understand the fact that all those fatty foods that I'm eating, that's putting plaque on my arteries. Man, one of them things mess around and burst one day.
That's right.
So I'm looking at my number now. When I get my blood work now, I'm looking at my LDL, HDL. Oh, my LDL is... HDL is coming up, good. LDL going down. My triglycerides is going down. That's good. Yeah. That means also my salt intake, my blood pressure. I can help myself by doing what I need to do. That makes sense? To help myself. Let me talk to those that are not Christian. My time is enough time. You're not a Christian here today. I'm going to look in the book of Romans and share you how you become a Christian from the book of Romans. First thing I say in Romans 10:17, you're not a Christian. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. First thing, you need to hear something. We're going to look in the book of Romans. How do a person become a Christian? You got to hear something. What I got to hear, Brother Stroud? The Bible said, Paul said in verse 1, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To Jew first, also to Greek. So I got to hear something called the gospel of Christ. I got to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to hear the fact from 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that Jesus Christ died for my sins. He was buried in a tomb. He rose again the third day, never to die again. That is the gospel of Christ. I got to believe that. You have to believe that. I believed it already. I heard it. I believed it. What else I got to do? The Bible says in Romans 2, 4, or despises thou the riches of his goodness, talking about God's goodness, and his forbearance, and God has been long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to. Yeah. When you look at how good God's been to you, and allowing your moments to still roll on, then you need to repent. Yeah. Repentance starts by turning to God. It starts in the heart. I turn to God. I got to repent. Also, why I got to repent? Because the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody have sinned. Jesus died for our sins. So I got to hear that. I got to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. I got to repent of my sins. All have sinned. The Bible said, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died on the cross. They nailed him to the cross. He died on that cross for our sins. Christ did. And then Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto somebody. What do I confess? I confess that I believe that Acts 8:37, I confess that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the confession I made. I don't need to tell God how much I sin. He already know that. What he wants to know, he wants to hear me say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the confession. So I have to hear the gospel. I have to believe the gospel. I have to repent of my sin. I have to confess Christ, who died for my sin, to be the Son of God.
That's it.
The Bible said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? If you're here today, if you're right now, you're in your sin. Should you continue in sin that grace may abound? The Bible said, God forbid. God won't allow that. How shall we? Paul was talking to them in the past tense that are dead to sin. They had to die to sin, living it longer than them. How do a person die to sin? Christ died for sin. You have to die to sin. How do I do that, Brother Stroud? He said, no, you're not. That so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ was baptized in his death. By faith, I die with Christ. My sins, all sins, die in that baptism. They're washed away. They're washed away. I die with Christ. The Bible says, therefore, we are buried. It's a liquid burial with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should, once you obey the Lord, walk in the newness of life. That's how one becomes a Christian. You hear the gospel, you believe the gospel, you repent of your sin, you confess Christ to be the Son of God, then you're water baptized, and the Lord adds you to something, according to Acts 2:47. What did he add me to? He added me, the Bible says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. The Lord adds you to the only church that's in the Bible. The church belongs to Christ, Acts 20:28. He purchased it with his blood. The church belonged to him. So the Lord would then add you to the only church in the Bible. If you belong to any other church, you're not in the one. You're not in the one that you need to be in. And you're still in your sins. I'm saying that in love. You're still in your sin. I want everybody to be just like I am, Paul said. I want you to be a Christian according to the Bible. That's my message for them. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. When it comes to health care concerns, we can live soberly, righteously, and godly today by simply applying the Word of God to what we do, that we can live more productive lives for the Lord. And every other message I come with, looking at what was identified by those that were called religious Americans, the things they identified that were problems facing this nation, let's face them together with the Word of God, that the Word of God can help you. Thank you very much. If you're here today and you'd like to respond to the message, you can respond this time. Together we stand as our brother leads us in a verse of a hymn. Thank you.